"You're not listening to a word I'm saying, Jim," cried Sybil. "And I'm making the most delightful plans for your future. Do say something."
"What do you want me to say?"
"Oh, that you'll be a good boy and not forget us," she answered, smiling at him. He shrugged his shoulders.
"You're more likely to forget me than I am to forget you, Sybil."
She flushed. "What do you mean, Jim?" she asked.
"You have a new friend, I hear. Who is he? Why have you not told me about him? He means you no good."
"Stop, Jim," she exclaimed. "You must not say anything against him. I love him."
"Why, you don't even know his name," answered the lad. "Who is he? I have a right to know."
"He is called Prince Charming. Don't you like the name?" "Oh, you silly boy. You should never forget it. If you only saw him, you would think him the most wonderful person in the world. Some day you will meet him, when you come back from Australia. You will like him so much. Everybody likes him, and I love him. I wish you could come to the theatre tonight. He is going to be there, and I am to play Juliet. Oh, how I shall play it. Fancy, Jim, to be in love and play Juliet. To have him sitting there, to play for his delight. I'm afraid I may frighten the company. Frighten or enthrall them. To be in love is to surpass oneself. Poor dreadful Mr. Isaacs will be shouting genius to his loafers at the bar. He's preached me as a dogma. Tonight he will announce me as a revelation. I feel it. And it is all his. His only. Prince Charming, my wonderful lover. My God of graces. But I am poor beside him. Poor? What does that matter? When poverty creeps in at the door, love flies in through the window. Our proverbs want rewriting. They were made in winter, and it is summer now. Springtime for me, I think. A very dance of blossoms in blue skies.
He is a gentleman, said the lad sullenly.
A prince, she cried musically. What more do you want?
He wants to enslave you.
I shudder at the thought of being free.
I want you to beware of him.
To see him is to worship him. To know him is to trust him.
Sybil, you are mad about him.
She laughed and took his arm. You dear old Jim, you talk as if you were 100. Some day you will be in love yourself. Then you will know what it is. Don't look so sulky. Surely you should be glad to think that, though you are going away, you leave me happier than I have ever been before. Life has been hard for us both, terribly hard and difficult. But it will be different now. You are going into a new world, and I have found one. Here are two chairs. Let's sit down and see the smart people go by. They took their seats amidst a crowd of watchers. The tulip beds across the road flamed like throbbing rings of fire. A white dust, tremulous cloud of orris root, it seemed, hung in the panting air. The brightly coloured parasols danced and dipped like monstrous butterflies.